Hello, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. And today we're conducting an opinion survey, and would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your community and the nation. So does anyone in your household work for any news media outlets, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
All right, thank you. So just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
American.
American, all right. Would that be like Native American or American Indian?
Yeah.
Do you mean American,
like
maybe black? All right, thank
I'm
you.
Black.
All right, thank you. So I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely not.
Definitely vote. All right, thank you. So would you mind sharing your age?
In the 50s.
In the 50s. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. All right, thank you. So could you please rate a level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November of 2024 on a scale of 0 to 10? Where like a 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote, and a 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote?
10. Or how about 10? 20?
Oh, all right. I'll make sure to put it down in the, like, little footnotes. All right, thank you. So, would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential elections are more important than the previous elections, less important, or about the same?
More important.
Much more or somewhat more important?
Much more.
Much more? All right, thank you. So, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Republican.
Republican? All right, thank you. And would you call yourself a strong independent? All right. Independent. Thank you. So do you approve or disapprove of the way that Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
Strongly?
Oh, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Strongly. Are you interested in how I'm registered?
Am I interested in what?
How I'm registered. You asked me how I identified, but I'm a registered Democrat.
All right. Well, really, this one's just how you identify, because it's just like,
okay.
It doesn't really necessarily matter if how you're registered, like, because people do sometimes tend to vote for a party that they're not registered to vote for either way. But, I mean, thank you so much for asking that question, though. It makes me know that you're interested in this, and I truly appreciate that so, so, so much. So thinking about the direction. Independent? All right, perfect. Thank you. So thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, would you say you're very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
How about terrified?
All right. So would that be? Unfortunately, it is not, but I could put it maybe as either dissatisfied or very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied.
All right, thank you. So generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
My personal situation is fine. My grocery bills are not. I think I'm better off than some other people. Let's just put it that way.
All right. So would you say maybe staying the same then?
I'm concerned. Is that an answer?
Oh, sorry, unfortunately it is not. But I feel like that would qualify in between either staying the same, because you do feel like you might be better than let's say the normal population, or it could be getting worse because your grocery bill, like, if it keeps getting like kind of bigger or higher, that could affect you. So do you want to go one of those categories?
I'll say getting worse.
Getting worse. All right, thank you. So thinking about the issues facing the country as of right now, which of the following would you say are the two most important issues for your members of Congress to focus on? And I'm going to read you kind of like a brief list, and if you could tell me which of these two you think are like the biggest issues that they should focus on. So the list goes, combating division and racism, improving K-12 public school education, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, protecting abortion rights, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, reducing crime, creating more jobs and raising wages, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, border security, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, or fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
There's quite a few of them. So, border security and lowering inflation.
Border security and lowering inflation. All right, thank you. So, now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations on a scale of 0 to 100, in which a 100 basically means that you like them. A 0 means you don't like them, like you have a very kind of unfavorable opinion towards them. And a 50 is neutral. And if you have no opinion about them or have never heard of them, those are also categories if you want to use them. So, the first one is Jill Stein.
I don't know much enough about her.
All right, no worries. Joe Biden.
0.
Democrats in Congress.
0.
Republicans in Congress.
50.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
80.
80, all right. Kamala Harris.
0.
0, all right. Donald Trump.
90.
90, all right, thank you. Sherrod Brown.
I'll have to do my research. I haven't heard. I'll give him a 50.
50, all right. Tim Scott.
80.
80, all right, thank you. Bernie Moreno.
I have to do my research on him, too.
All right, no worries. Thank you. So I know it's still like a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Jill Stein, and Independent Cornel West, for whom would you vote for?
Trump.
Trump, all right. So if the general election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote for?
I'm going to say I'll do my research. I know who I'm inclined to vote for, but I believe in doing your research first.
All right.
I'm inclined to vote Republican, but I'm not going to do that reflective.
All right, understandable. So would you say you're undecided, but if you had to vote, you would lean towards voting for Bernie Moreno?
Yeah.
All right, thank you. So recently, have you recently like read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
Yes.
All right. Have you heard like a lot or some or only a little?
A lot.
A lot. All right. Thank you. And from what you've read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration, has this made you more favorable towards him or less favorable towards them?
Less favorable.
Somewhat less favorable or much less favorable?
Terrified.
All right.
Much less favorable.
All right, thank you. And would you mind sharing what it is that you have read, seen, or heard that makes you feel, like, much less favorable towards voting for him and his administration?
Well, if you pay enough attention, I believe what Maya Angelou tells you. When someone tells you who they are, you listen, and I've been listening. I'm convinced that he's here to destroy the middle class, pretty much. That's his goal.
All right. So would you say that you just feel like he's here to destroy the middle class?
Absolutely.
He's here to destroy the middle class. So do you want to specify about that, or do you just want to leave it like that, just like he's here to destroy the middle class?
Well, there's the fact that he has a strange tendency to confuse. Yes? Hold on.
All right, no worries. I'll wait.
Oh, my mom, she's left.
Do you know anything about
it? Okay. You're welcome. Sorry, what was that?
All right. Oh, no, just some question if you want to, like, kind of specify on that question, or do you just want to keep it like that?
Let's just say if you pay enough attention, they tell you what their intentions are. But because we're distracted by things like race, nobody's paying attention.
All right. So now, kind of like for the opposite, have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
Yes.
All right. A lot, only some, or only a little?
A lot. A lot.
A lot? All right, thank you. So from what you've read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump, has this made you much more favorable towards him, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less, like, somewhat more unfavorable, or much more unfavorable?
Well, it depends. When he was in office, I believed the lies, and I was very unfavorable. Then I stopped believing the lies, and now I'm very favorable.
All right. So would you say maybe like about right now, you would feel much more favorable towards him?
Much more favorable.
All right. Thank you. So would you mind sharing what it is that you have read, seen, or heard about Donald Trump that makes you more favorable towards him?
You know, it really is just a long story. I know that he cares about this country. He might be a jerk, but I think he understands that if the entire country, middle class, does better, then his family does better. He understands
all right.
that.
All right.
And
thank
he
you.
Works.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you. So now I'd like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. And if you could have kind of like choose two of the following issues that you think may be the threats, like the biggest threats as of right now to the African-American community. And you can choose two if you would like. So the list goes, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, the lack of quality education opportunities, rising crime and violence, Donald Trump getting elected president again, stagnant wages and rising costs, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, or a lack of greater economic opportunities and jobs in your community?
Crime and the fact that we are deliberately being miseducated.
Crime, all right, and the lack of quality education opportunities. All right, thank you.
Absolutely.
So, all right, so now I'm going to give you like kind of a list of issues, and if you could please tell me if you either think Biden would do a much better job at dealing with this issue, Biden would do a somewhat better job at dealing with this issue, or Trump would do a somewhat better job at dealing with this issue, or Trump would do a much better job at dealing with this issue. So the first one is the rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
White supremacy is, I figured that one out. That's a dog whistle for the middle class. So scratch that question. I'm not even answering that one.
All right, no worries. What about securing our borders?
Trump, all the way.
All right. Protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
Definitely not Biden. Trump.
Trump somewhat or a much better job?
I don't have enough information to say he'll do a much better job. I just don't trust Biden on that one.
All right. So would you think maybe Trump would do like a somewhat better job?
At least.
All right. Thank you. Now, what about implementing common sense gun reforms that help keep the guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them?
Well, put it this way, in order to have common sense gun control, you have to have DAs who will actually, you know, pursue crimes when they're, you know, felonies, and they're not doing that. So what good are having gun control laws if they're letting people out, if they're not pursuing those laws, do you know what I mean? So, no,
for sure.
That's a wash, too. So.
All right. So would you say that none of them would really help that, then?
I know that Biden wouldn't. Let's put it that way.
All right. So maybe Trump would do, like, a somewhat better job at it, then, maybe?
Well, he wouldn't try to sabotage it. I know that.
All right. So what about growing the income and increasing economic opportunities for people like you?
Well, I think Trump would.
Much better
job? Biden would. Oh.
All right. So
absolutely.
Trump would. All right, thank you. What about bringing down the cost of health care and prescription drugs?
I'll say unsure.
Unsure. All right. Thank you. So, generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel and Gaza war make you much more favorable towards him, somewhat more favorable, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable?
Slightly less favorable.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or neutral. Neutral.
All right. Well, unfortunately, there isn't kind of a neutral category. There's just somewhat more favorable or somewhat less favorable. So do you want to stick with somewhat less favorable?
I'm going to say less favorable.
All right. Okay, thank you. So now, as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he didn't order to interfere with the 2016 election. So generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this verdict?
Absolutely not. Put it this way. This man who charged him with those crimes, he raised them from up to a felony. Whereas if somebody had possession of a gun illegally, that probably would have been lowered from a felony. So, yeah, they're playing little magical tricks there. So I'm going to say no.
All right. So would you say this has been, like, you strongly disagree? Like, it was not fair?
Extremely unfair.
All right. Thank you. So now...
As in, do your research. Look up Anne Boleyn. Unfair. Okay.
All right. All right.
You'll see what happens. Okay.
All right. Understandable. Thank you. So since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said that black people are now more likely to vote for him because he's more relatable to African Americans. So generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with the statement?
Personally, no, because I had already voted for him in 2020, not 2016, mind you. So I already made it my mind. But I understand why this is bad.
So would you say you strongly disagree or somewhat disagree or somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Slightly agree.
Slightly agree. All right, thank you. So how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Do you receive it like very often or not often or not at all?
Very often.
Very often. All right, thank you. So from which of the following social media sites do you tend to receive most of the information from? Is it from, like, maybe Facebook or YouTube or TikTok or Instagram or Twitter or some other social media?
YouTube.
From YouTube. All right. So for this one, we can choose two options if you would like. So do you want to choose another one or stick just with YouTube?
Twitter, I suppose.
And Twitter. All right, thank you. So now kind of switching gears a little bit, we're almost done. We're about 90% done with the survey. So I do want to thank you so much for your time this far. So what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
A bachelor's.
Bachelor's? All right, thank you. Would you mind sharing your marital status?
Single.
Single, all right. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as either being very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Well, I identified as a liberal. Now I'm a centrist.
All right. So that'd be maybe moderate then?
Moderate, yeah.
All right. Thank you. So how often do you attend church or religious services?
I don't.
Don't? All right. So that'd be like maybe hardly ever or never?
Never.
Never? All right. Thank you. So thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say that nearly all or more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any or none at all of them are white?
It's about half and half.
About half? All right. Thank you. So how would you describe the area where you live? Would you say it's urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Suburban. All right, thank you. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the U.S.?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the U.S.?
No.
All right. And were you born outside of the U.S.?
No.
All right. No, thank you. So last question. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. So I do want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.